Today, Shir Masechta Yom Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin on Daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis on the bottom line. In the previous year, we had begun to learn how the various big day kahuna in the Beis Hamikdash were made out of different types of material, and we had begun to discuss how many strings, how many threads were made up of every thread was made out of how many strings. So we said that the Me'il was made out of Shnei Masar, were made out of 12 strings. Ask the Gemara, the Nolan, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Ksib, because the Pasuk says, regarding making the mill, V'si'isa es mil ha'efet kil t'cheles. We should make the mill out of t'cheles. Now, the Torah uses the word klil, v'yalef. And then the Torah also says, the Gemara, we learn tcheles, tcheles, mipreiches. We learn the tcheles that the Torah speaks about in the making of the mill from the tcheles that the Torah uses in making the preiches. Malahal and Shisha, just like by the preiches, they were made up. Each string was made out of six threads. Afkan, or each thread was made out of six strings. Afkan, here too, it was made the same way. Shisha, everything was made out of, every thread was made out of six strings. Ask the Gemara, but why, instead of learning from the Parayches, the Nalef, we also have the word Tcheles, when the Torah speaks about the bottom of the mill, when the Torah speaks about the Shulav and Reminov, and when the Torah speaks, and when we speak about the Shulam and Reminim that are on bottom of the mill, where the Torah also uses the word tcheles, malahalan, and there the way it was made was each string was made out of seven threads, shmina, as we learned in the previous year. Afkan, we should say that that's the way the mill was made. It was made out of shmina. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, when, even though there's a rule throughout Shasta, Sikh Yitzchak makes this point, even though normally it's a rule to fast the Meruba like to fasta, if you have a choice to go with the lower number or the higher number, you go with the lower number. So if we could learn six or eight, wouldn't it make more sense to learn six rather than eight? So the Sikh Yitzchak explains that when the Hekesh, when the Svara, when it makes more sense to learn from one place versus the other place, then we don't say, well, tfasta move like tfasta. We go with we use the limud to the place that makes more sense. And therefore, the Gemara's question here is, since this is the place that makes more sense to learn from, we should learn from here. Says the Gemara, donan kli mikli, the m'il, which is a kli, we learn from the Pareichus, which is also considered a Kli. Vein don a Kli, mitachshet Kli, the Shulam and Reminim are on the bottom of the mill, are only there as ornament. And here we're learning that the Pareichus has a din of a Kli. The reason it has a Kli, so some explain because it was used to cover some of the Kalim as they transported the Mishkan. Others I saw explain that if we have to compare, the Gemara is looking for a better match. And the Gemara is suggesting that the match between the Me'il and the Pareichus is a closer match and a better match than the match between the Me'il and the Reminim, the Shulam and Reminim on the bottom of the mill. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, a counter argument can be made. Don and Gufa Migufai. When we speak about the mill and we speak about the Reminim about at the bottom of the mill, it's all on the mill. Vein Don and Gufai, but let's not teach the halacha about the mill, me alma, from something else that has no connection to the mill. Says the Gemara, Hanu Darminen, that this is, now we can understand when the Torah said, when we learned in our previous year that the Gemara mentioned all the different times that the Torah says the word Sheish. The Torah, we said in the previous year that all these times the Torah wrote the word Sheish were for different limudim, to teach us different halachas. And here we're learning from it, that even in a beged, where the Torah does not say it should made out of it should be made out of six threads. The Torah used the word sheish an extra amount of times, specifically to teach us this halacha, to teach us that even though it doesn't say sheish, the halacha is it should always be made out of sheish. Preiches, we also learned in the Braisa in the previous year that the preiches was made out of Esrim Abba, 24 chutim. What are the 24 chutim? Says the Gemara, Abba, the sheet of Shita. The preiches was made out of four different types of threads. Tchelis, Vagamon, Vatalash, Shani, Vishesh. 6 times 4 is 24. And comments the Gemara, Leidina, Vleidina. There's no question about this halacha. This halacha is absolutely obvious. Leidina, Vleidina. Choshim v'eifid, continues the Gemara, that the choshim v'eifid were made out of Esther v'shmoida, were made out of, it's so obvious, were made out of 28. What's the 28? Menolon, says the Gemara, the Ksiv, because the Torah says, regarding making the choshim v'eifid, v'asisa choshim mishpat, masa choshiv, k'masa eifid tesedam, the choshim and the eifid should be made out of, in similar ways, zov t'ches v'agomon, v'tolah shani v'shesh mazor. So we say, mi'arba, it's made out of four different types of material, the shita, shita. Each one, 6 times 4, is esrim v'arba. That's how we have 24. That means we have four materials that are made. Each one is 6. 6 times 4 equals 24. And then we take arba, four, zov. The Torah also says we should use gold to make the choshen and eifed. And we add one strand of gold to each one of these different types of materials. So that adds 24 plus 4, ha esrim v'tamna, that's how we get to a total of 28. Ask the Gemara, why are we learning that the way it was made was we start with the existing 24 and the gold is added to each one, one strand, which will give us 24 plus 4, equaling 28. Maybe the way to understand the pasuk is to take 6 gold strands, just like we took 6 strands of all the other types of materials, take 6 strands of gold, and we'll give you a total of 30. 24 plus the 6 of gold will give you 30. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Acha by Yaakov Amakra, the Pasuk says, regarding the use of the gold strands, the Torah Kedoshah says, V'yiraku as pacha azov, v'kitzeitz psilim. The Torah says, the Torah could have said, "V'kitzeitz psil," that means to cut one strand would give us a total of 2. But the Torah uses the word psilim, which are 2 strands, and the Torah tells us to cut the 2 strands. When you cut the 2 strands, you end up with 4 strands, and that's how we end up with each one of the 4 types of material getting 1 strand of gold. Harei kan arba, 1 strand of gold to each one of the 4 types of material. Rav Ashi Amar. Rashi gives a different reason how we know that that's the way the gold should be put into the choshen meishvet, the gold strand. Because Rashi Amar Amakra, the pasuk says, "Lasis b'soicha tchelis b'soicha agamin." So says the Gemara, "Heichin that b'soicha shlosh shani." Last b'toich. Let's read the pasuk. "Yirakos pachazov v'kitzes psilim." Lasis b'toich tchelis b'soicha agamin u'b'toich teluas hashani b'soich hashesh. What the Torah is teaching us, says Rav Ashi, that the gold doesn't stand for itself. Rather, the gold is combined with each one of the existing material. Now, if you're going to suggest, says the Gemara, that just like by all the other types of string, we speak about 6 strings, Heichin Avid. So ask the Gemara exactly what will we end up with. If we're going to say we need 6, and we have 4 types of materials, Navid, Arba, Trey, we should make 2 of each one, so then Havlei Tamnia will end up with 8 strands of gold, which is more than we're supposed to have, if you're going to say we should have 6. Nava Trey, the Trey, the Trey, the Chat, so we'll say like this, that 2 of the types of material will have 2 gold strands each, a total of 4, and 2 of the types of material will have 1 strand each for a total of 2, which will be 4 plus 2 equals 6. Says the Gemara, that isn't acceptable. Because as we discussed in the previous year, the Torah Kedoshah says, Vasisa, Shehei Kolas Yosef Shavas, that all the material, whatever you use the material, you have to be consistent. And if here in some places we're going to use two strands, and in some places we're going to use one strand, it represents a tremendous lack of consistency, and that can't be. It must be that we have one strand of gold to each one of the existing materials, so that's 24 plus 4 equal 28. Says the Gemara, Amar Rachava, Amar Yehuda, Hamakare Big Dekuna. If somebody rips the Big Dekuna, Loika, he gets Malkus. Shenemar, because says the Gemara, the Tirek Doshe says, Loi Korea, we may not rip it. So if somebody rips it, the halacha is that Yechayiv. Now there's a very interesting discussion. Is this halacha only by the mill? Or is this by all the Big Day Kahuna? So some Rishonim say that's only by the mill, and some Rishonim say it applies to all the Big Day Kahuna. So here we're learning, because the Torah says the word Lo Yikareya, that you're not allowed to rip the Big Day Kahuna. So as the Rishash, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah teaches us that Mibiloi Big Day Kahuna, or Mehemeneim, Hayoisim, Psilas le menorah. What they used to do was that they needed wicks for the menorah. What did they do? They tore the Big Day Kahuna and they made wicks. So asks the Rishash that we just learned in the Gemara that there's a very serious isser to rip the Big Day Kahuna. So Rishash answers that there the Gemara is referring to ruined Big Day Kahuna that are not wearable anyway. So since those Big Day Kahuna are not wearable anyway, there is no problem in ripping it. Al Gemara, when it says Lo Yikareya, it's talking about Big Day Kahuna that are usable. Usable Big Day Kahuna may not be ripped. So I saw that the Sefer Rafs and Igra asks, why do we need a special lav to teach us the Lo Yikareya, that we're not allowed to rip Big Day Kahuna? The Torah says Lo Yisasun Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem. And from there we learn that everything that's related to the base Hamikdash must be treated with the greatest respect, that may not be ripped. So what does the Gemara mean that, why do we need a special pasuk? So he quotes the Tzofnes Paneach, the Ragged Shava, who says that the pasuk of Lo Yisasun Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem is only if somebody actively destroys something that belongs to the base Hamikdash. But he does it through a grumma, not through a direct act, there wouldn't be an esser. The pasuk Lo Yikareya comes to teach us that you're not allowed to even do it with a grumma. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest, that there's a difference if somebody does it in a destructive manner, that's where the Torah HaKadosh says, Lo Yisasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, or somebody does it in a constructive manner. And what we're learning here in this lav, that not only is it usur to rip the Big Day Kahuna in a destructive fashion, but even if you're doing it for a constructive purpose, Lo Yikareya, there's a special isur to rip the Big Day Kahuna, even if you're doing it for a constructive purpose. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is the Lo Yisasun Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem is only when you destroy something to the degree where it no longer exists. But if it still exists, even though you sort of ruined it, then it's not considered usur. Here there's a special isur when we speak about ripping the Big Day Kahuna, that even if it continues to exist, there's still an isur of ripping Big Day Kahuna. Maskevlo, Rav Ach Bar Yaakov. So Rav Ach Bar Yaakov asks, V'dilma hochi kam rachmona, naveloi sofa. Maybe what the Torah is not speaking about, an isur of ripping, but what the Torah means to say is make a hem around the mill kehechad alay nikra, that it shouldn't rip, but not that there's an issa to rip it. Answers the Gemara, if that's what the Torah Hakdosh meant, miksiv does it say in the pasuk shelo yikareya? If what the Torah meant was to tell us be careful not to do something that will cause it to rip, the Torah should have said it shelo yikareya, make sure it doesn't rip. The fact that the Torah said it, don't rip it, the Torah meant to teach us that we're not allowed to rip it under any circumstances. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Hamaziach HaChoshim El HaChefed. There were chains, there were loops that connected the Choshim to the Eifed. And says Rabbi Elazar, if somebody disconnects them, similarly, there were Badei HaOren, there were poles that were on the side of the Oren. And teaches us, Rabbi Elazar, HaMeser Badei Oren, if somebody disconnects those Badei Oren, there were rings on the side of the Oren that were there to put these poles when they moved the Oren. If somebody moves those poles, like Shnemar, on one hand the Pasuk says, Lo'yizak ha'choshim mi'ala eifed, and then the Torah says, B'tabas ha'oren ye'abadim, Lo'yisur me'menu, that you're now allowed to, in any under circumstance, have them disconnected from the Oren. Somebody, the Ratvaz discusses, what is the halacha if you did not completely disconnect the choshin from the aphid? You just weaken the connection. What would be the halacha? And he seems to say that even a partial disconnection would also be usur. Furthermore, the chinuch says that the isser of disconnecting the choshin from the aphid is only b'shas ha'avoida. But if the Kohen Gadol is not actually doing the avoida, this lav of separating the choshin from the eifed does not exist. Moreover, says the Meches Chinuch, if the choshin and eifed are no longer usable, then we don't have an isser of separating the choshin from the eifed, because they're not usable anyway, so there is no isser. So it's very interesting. Our Gemara taught us two halachas. One halacha is that you're not allowed to separate the choshin from the aphid, and the other halacha is that you're not allowed to rip the mill. And the Rav Chaim Brisker asks a question. When the Rambam quotes the halacha of ripping the mill, the Rambam says it's only usur if you're doing it b'derech hashchasa, in a destructive manner. When the Gemara talks about taking out the Badi Aron, the Rambam doesn't make that distinction. Says Rav Chaim Brisker, when the Torah says lo yosur, what the Torah meant to teach us is we want those poles there all the time. Why? So he explains, because there's a tzura, there's the way that the Torah wanted the Aron to look. And the way the Torah wanted the Aron to look was an Aron with poles on the side. So if you change that structure, you did an Avera. Whereas the ripping of the mill was not because the Torah has a special way that the Torah wants the mill to look. The Torah doesn't want us, Chas v'Shalom, under any circumstances to rip the mill. But if you're doing it not derech hashchasa, not in a destructive manner, it's not considered that you did that Avera. So I saw that the Michas Elazar explains, why is the Torah so concerned, as we just explained, that the Badim have to remain connected to the Aron all the time? So he explains that the Badei Aron represent how we carry the Aron. The Badei Aron represent the people who, the Taimchei Torah. The Aron represents the people who learn Torah, and the Badei Aron represent those that support the Lomdei Torah. And he explains that without people who are actively, constantly supporting the Lomdei Torah, the Torah cannot continue to exist. And that's why the Torah is so careful and so strict, the Lo Yisuru Badei Aron, that the Badei Aron should never be removed from the Aron. Ask the Gemara, Maskler of Achaba Yaakov, V'dilma Hachi Kam Rechmona, maybe what the Torah meant to say was, the Chikinu V'sinu Shapir, what the Torah means is connect the Choshin and Eifed in a strong manner, Kadesh Lo Yizich, that they shouldn't separate. Put the Badim in a way that they Shelo Yisuru, that they shouldn't separate, but not to teach us that if you separate them or you disconnect them, you're Oivan Alav. Answers the Gemara, Miksiv Shelo Yizach V'Shelo Yisuru. If the Torah said Shelo Yizach V'Shelo Yisuru, then indeed that's what the way we would explain the Torah means to teach us. Make sure that it doesn't happen. The Torah says Lo Yizach, Lo Yisuru. You're not allowed to do it that it should get disconnected. So we go back to this, to the Aron. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina Rami, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, B'tabas Aron Yi Abadim, Lo Yisuru mimenu. As we just learned, that the badim have to be there all the time. V'ksiv, but it says in another pasuk, v'huva es badim betabas. The Torah says v'huva, that means you put them in, and they can be moved around. Here we say they have to be there fixed all the time. Ha-ketzat, how do we do both? How are we able to fulfill both psukim? Answers the Gemara Misparkim, they're put into the rings on the side of the Aron in a way that they're not so tight. However, they nishmatim, they can't be taken out. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain is that they're thicker on the ends and they're thinner in afterwards. So since they're thicker in the ends, if you're going to want to pull them out, it's going to be hard to pull them out because they're thicker than the really almost the same size as the whole of the ring. But because afterwards they get thinner, so they could be rolled around. Of course, I saw the Mefarshim do explain they're not that thick, because if they were too thick, you could never get them into the hole. Taina mihachi, it says the Gemara, so do we learn a Braisa. But Tabaris ha'oron yi'abadim, yochel shlo'yizazu mekoimam, they have to be there so fixed that they can't be moved. Tamaloyma, but huva es bada betaboz. If I would just have the pasuk of Vehuva Espadov, Yochel Shein Nichnas V'yotzim, that you could pull him in and out all of the time. Tamaloymer, B'tabas Ha'oron Yiyabadim, Ha'ketzad, how do we reconcile? Mesparkin, as we just explained, Ve'inishmotim. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Maidik Siv, the Torah says, Vasisas Akroshim L'mishkon Atzei Shem Shitim Oimdim. We learn from this that the way you put the kroshim up, they have to be put up in a standing fashion the way that they grow. They have to have what was on the bottom of the tree should be in the bottom of the Mishkan, and what was the top of the tree should be the top by the Mishkan. That's why, says the Meiri, the Torah says, v'asisa atzeshita oimdim, not v'asisa sekroshim oimdim, that we should look how they grew as atzeshitim, and that's the way they should be constructed in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mashal says the way we learn this is from the word oimdim. What did the Torah say, the word oimdim? To teach us, they should be standing the way they grew. And the Torah says that the same halacha we should follow when one is building a sukkah, and if he's making the sukkah out of wood boards, the wood should be put up the way it grows from the ground. However, he says if you didn't do so, it's fine, because since the halacha is that you don't necessarily have to have your walls of the sukkah made out of wood, so how can we say that it has to be the way it grew if you could make a sukkah without having walls that are made out of wood altogether? The Bach disagrees, and he says that indeed you don't have to have the walls of the sukkah made out of wood. But if you're going to have wood sukkah, then it should be done on the way it grows. Moreover, that this halacha is used when we speak about shaking the lulav on sukkahs. And most poskim are of the opinion that when we shake the lulav on sukkah, we should always keep the lulav standing in the way the lulav grows. That means, as we know, we do nanuim in all the different directions, to all four sides and up and down. No matter whatever direction we're shaking the lulav, it should always be standing the way it grew. Even when we're shaking it in the downward fashion, so we should bow down and shake the lulav, but keep the lulav upwards as the way it grew. Dav Acher, another pshat, says the Gemara in the word oimdim, shemamidim es sipuyon. We know that the kroshim were gold plated. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that the gold plating stood on it. And as a machlokes rishonim, some say it was just put on it and it was able to stick. And others say that there were little nails, how that the gold plating was attached to the kroshim. Dov acher, oimdim, shematoma ovet sivram. The purpose of the skull of the kroshim are no longer here. Or batel sukuyam. What they bring to us is no longer relevant. They always are here forever. And as I saw, Rabbeinu Bechaya explains this Gemara, that even though, unfortunately, we no longer have a Mishkan, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, what the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash bring to Klal Yisrael are Oimdim L'Olam Olamim, the power and the Yeshuas that are brought to us through the Mishkan, through the Beis Hamikdash, that doesn't ever go away. And moreover, I saw the Sfarn explains that the Kelei HaMishkan were put away, but wherever they are, since they were built through Moshe and Bezalel, they have this incredible power to remain with us forever. And explains the Shem Shmuel that why? If we don't have the Mishkan, so what's the difference? What it accomplishes? So explains the Shem Shmuel that we in Klal Yisrael have tremendous hanor, have tremendous benefit from having the Mishkan, even if we can't physically use it, because it brings a tremendous power to the world. He says that the wood, all the wood that exists in the world, the reason it's able to continue to exist and be able to not get rotten or whatever, is all because of the wood that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Maidik Siv, as Big Day Asrod Lasaris Bekoidish. And the question is, why are the Big Day Kahuna called Big Day Srod? Big Day Srod means left over. Says the Gemara, what we're learning from here is the Mole Big Day Kahuna, and not for the Big Day Kahuna, which we learned that Kahanim must wear the Big Day Kahuna when they do the Avodah. Lo Nishtayer, Misenem She Yisrael. Misenem She Yisrael is a euphemism. There would be nothing left from Klal Yisrael. Tzorid Polit. So the Pash Pshat in the Gemara is, as Rashi says, that the Kohanim wore the Big Day Kahuna when they brought the Karbonos. And of course we know the tremendous power of the Karbonos. Others want to say that the Big Day Kahuna in themselves have a tremendous ability to affect Kapara to Klal Yisrael, and that's why they're so necessary for our continued existence. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar the Beir of Shimon Tana, he says, we learned in the yeshiva of Shimon, Begadim Shigadim Asan Kriyas Mikaleim. The reason they're called Big Day Srod is for a different reason, because when they took off the Begadim from the machine, from which they were woven, they were already wearable. But the way you could do that is if you have some of the clothing, it has to be made to size. Some of the material, some of them was left on the machine, and we took off only what was needed. Mahi, says the Gemara, what was left over? There are certain parts of the beged that you have to sew onto the beged. For example, you make the sleeves and you make the garment. So they made the sleeves, they made the garment, and then they sew them on. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, Big Day Kahuna and Oysen Oysen Masa Machat. We're not allowed to sew the Big Day Kahuna. Ela Maisa Oyrik. They only can be made by weaving. Shenemar, because the Torah, when it speaks about the mill, says Masa Oyrik. Amar Abaya, Loiditzcha Ela Beis Yachalhem. Kretanya Beis Yachal, Big Day Kahuna, Naregis Befnei Atzma, the sleeve was woven by itself, Umagas a piece of siyad, and then attached to the beged, and it went all the way down. The length of the sleeve was till the palm. Amar of Chab, Amar of Chava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Sholosh Aronis Osu Betzalel. Betzalel, when he made the Aron HaKodesh for the Mishkan, made three boxes. Emtsoy Shalitz, the middle box was made out of wood. It was Tisha, it was 9 tefachim high. That means the base was a tefach, and the depth of the box was 8 tefachim. Pnimi shazov, that was the outer box. Then you had an inner box, which was 8 tefachim. And then you had the chitza in the outer box, which was asara mashu, was 10 tefachim and a mashu. And that's where you had the three boxes. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that the outer box was 10 tefachim, for Tanya Echad Asur Mashu, that the outside box was 11 tefachim? And it says Gemara Loi Kasha, Kart Kamad Amar Yesh Be'Avya Tefach. If we say, as we said a moment ago, that the base was a tefach thick, That's why the outer backs will be 11. Ha command armor, whereas there's another command armor that says, ein ba'av ya tefach, that the base wasn't a tefach thick, and therefore, 10 tefachim would not be enough. Or my mashahu, what is the mashahu, what was it? It was the mashahu that we just referred to. You certainly need to have some sort of a base. So here we learned that the aron was made out of three boxes. Why was it made that way? To teach us that the aron is not completely gold. So the Ein Yaakov says what the Gemara wants to teach us is that the aron is made also out of wood. Wood represents not the same material as gold. And the Torah is teaching us that the aron is not only made for people who are completely gold. The aron is made for people who are eights, who are wood. Ki adam eitz hasada. The aron was made for every single type of human being. The Torah is for everyone. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, shloish zeirim hein. There are three kalim in the base of Migdosh that had crowns on them. Shemizbeach, the Mizbeach Akter, Shal Aron had a Mizbeach, had a crown around it, and Shal Shulchan. Shemizbeach, the Mizbeach, which represents the Avoida on the Mizbeach, Zoch Aron V'Notloi. So we know who does the Avoida. The Avoida is done by the Kohanim. Shal Shulchan represents Malchus, and that's what the crown around it represents. Zoch David V'Notloi was taken by David HaMelech. Shal Aron, when we speak about the crown of the Aron, Adain Manachu, it's not given over to anyone else. Kol Aroitz Alikach Yovoi. The Torah is available to everyone. Shema Taimer, maybe you would say, continues the Gemara, that represents that Pachasu. It's not significant that it's so available to everyone. Tamalayma Bi Melachim Yimloichu. The Torah is what makes somebody into a Melech. What's most important is the Torah Gedoshah. And we have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Gimel, that teaches exactly what is taught here in our Gemara. And in the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halach Aleph teaches us, B'shloshi k'sarim nichtaru Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have three crowns, Kesa Torah, V'Kesa Kun, V'Kesa Malkus. Kesa Kun is Zocha Ba'aron, Shenem V'Hoys Loi Lazara Achrov, Bris Kunas Oilam. Kelchse Malchus, Zocha Ba'i David, Shenem Zara Lo Oilam Yiyoi, V'Kisoi, Kishemesh Negdi. Kesa Torah, Hare Munach V'Oimid, U'Muchen L'Chol Yisrael. The Kesa Torah is available to everyone. Shenema Torah Tziva Lona Moshe Marashi Kilis Yaakov. Kol Mishi Yirtzu Yavav Yitul. Whoever wants can come take the Kesa Torah. Shema Taimer, says the Rambam, She'oisim k'sharim g'doyl mikesa Taira, that the other crowns are more important. Harei oimer bi melochim yimloichu. V'roizne yichayk k'tzedek bi sorim yisoyru. Halamata she'kesa Taira g'odl mishneyem. And the Sefer Bin al-Itim says that now we can understand why when we speak about the dimensions of the Aron, it was a square. To teach us, the Torah is not longer in one way than the other way. Everybody has the right to the Torah. And the Shlah has a very long discussion. He says, if we look at all of the Torah that we learn, so the way we look at all of the Torah we learn, the Mishnayos have Machloikis. Rashi says a Pshat. Tosfos asks a Kashon Rashi. The Rishonim ask questions on Tosfos, the Achronim then ask questions on the Rishonim. He says the reason the Torah was given that way, that that's the way we're supposed to learn the Torah, says the Shlah, is because that's the lesson of this Gemara. The Kesa Torah is available to everyone. The Torah is not something that's the way, this is it, and we're not allowed to ask questions. On the contrary, the Derech HaTorah, the way we learn Torah, is by people asking questions. So Rebbeinu Yoina explains, how do we know that the Torah is more important than the Mizbeach and the Shulchan? He says, because as we've been learning in this Masechta so many times, the Aron were the luchos were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mizbeach and the Shulchan were in the Heichal, but they weren't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Another pshat that he says is when the Torah speaks about the Kohanim, the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Beis Aaron. When the Torah speaks about Melucha, it says, Beis David, they're considered Beisim. But when we speak about Yirei Hashem, the Pasuk says, Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hashem, they're not limited to a bias, reflecting what the Pasuk says, Mechamokoim, Asha'aske Shemi, Ovei Lechav Rachticha. The Torah is everywhere, available to everywhere, and brings bracha to everyone. The Kedushas Levi explains that it's interesting that on Shavuos, which is the Yontif of Matan Torah, we read Megillas Rus, which speaks about David HaMelech, and that David HaMelech ultimately was the Melech Yisrael. So he explains, what are we trying to learn from this? So he says that the lesson from here is that even the Melech that we're learning in our Gemara about, the Kesa Melucha, David HaMelech was only able to get the Kesa Melucha because of Torah. Everything could be learned, everything's from the Torah. The Kli Yakar says that we look about the three Kalim that were just spoken about in our Gemara, they're very different. The Aron was made out of Amos Shavuris. They weren't made out of whole Amos. The Mizbeach was only whole Amos, and the Shulchan was a combination. So the Kli Yakar says, of course, there's a lesson to be learned from this. Explains the Kli Yakar that when it comes to Torah, you have to always think that I haven't yet reached the Madrega, the level where I should reach. And that's where all the Amos was Shavuris. I still have to keep on learning. I still have to keep on growing in my Liman HaTorah. The Shulchan, which represents Kesa Malchus, it represents what a person could succeed in this world, is partially whole and partially broken. Whole, because it's Malchus. Broken is to say that a person should be satisfied with what he had. And you can never, anyway, have everything in Gashmis that you want to have. When we speak about the Mizbeach, so we know the Mizbeach, as we keep on learning specifically in this Masechta, is what brought Kapara to Klal Yisrael. And since it brings Kapara to Klal Yisrael, what the lesson of the Mizbeach is, that if somebody does tshuva, then he becomes completely shalem, he becomes completely whole. So our Gemara just taught us that the Torah is, the Kesa Torah is available to everybody. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozna Zatzal, in the Tshuvas in Chelek Ches Simen Shin Yud Gimel, uses this Gemara to discuss where somebody wrote a sefer about a certain halachic topic, and then somebody else wrote a sefer about that topic. Of course, there wasn't necessarily an exact duplication of the first sefer, but there was a lot of overlap between the two svarim. And the person who wrote the first sefer is upset that now people may buy the second sefer, and he will have spent all his efforts and resources on printing the first sefer, and he won't be able to sell as many as he would have had to. Does he have a claim? And says Rav Vozna Zatzal that there's no claim, because the Gemara says that as far as our Gemara just says, when it speaks about the Kesa Torah, Kalaroitza Lova Yova Veikach, the Kesa Torah is available to everyone. Which opens up a very interesting and complicated question, and that is there Yerusha by the Kesa Torah? That means we know Kahanim go from Yerusha. You're a Kohen because your father was a Kohen whose father was a Kohen. Melucha, we know, belongs to the Malchus Beis David as well. But what about the Kesa Torah? If somebody's a Rav, somebody's a Rosh Yeshiva, does that automatically pass on to his children? So he says that the Ramah Mepano already says that there is no Yerusha by Torah, and he uses Al Gemara as a proof. The Rashba says that there is Yerusha by Torah. There is Yerusha by Torah. So the way the Shalos Teshuvos Avni Nezer wants to reconcile the Machloikas is that all things being equal, children go first. But if there's somebody else who is more worthy of the position than a son of the previous Rav or Rosh Hashiva, we give it to the other person. The Chasam Sofer also has tshuvas about this subject. Nachsav Sofer wants to suggest, when it comes to the Torah part of the Rabbanus, so of course there is no Yerusha, as our Gemara seems very clearly to indicate. But he says, Rabbanus, particularly, Nachsav Sofer already says in his time, and it certainly didn't change Bizman HaZeh, is not limited, says the Chassam Sofer, to just teaching Torah and answering Shilas. Rabbanus also has a very significant aspect of social work and leadership, and that goes by Yerusha. Rabbi Yochanan Rami, says the Marksiv, the Torah says, when making the Aron Zer without a Yud, that means Loshen Zor, that it's strange. But Karinon, the way we're supposed to read the word, is Zer, like a crown. What does that mean? Zocha, if somebody is Zocha, Nasa Loi Lezer, then the Torah is indeed a crown for that person. Loi Zocher, but if the person is not Zocher, then Zor Mimeno, he forgets his learning. A person has to appreciate what Torah is, and a person appreciates what the Torah is, that the person appreciates what the Torah is, then he will be able to succeed in his learning. But otherwise, there's no point in the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Rami Ksiv, the Torah says, V'sisul cha'aron eitz, that Moshe Rabbeinu should make the aron. V'ksiv, but yet there's another pasuk, V'asa aron shitim, that the entire tzibur should make the aron. Mikan, says the Gemara, we learn from here, the Talmud Chacham, when we speak about a Talmud Chacham, Shebnei Iroi, all the people in the city are obligated, Mitzuvin Lassus Lamalachtoi, are supposed to support him. And I saw the Mefarshim say that in order they should be able to learn. And the Mefarshim explained that doesn't mean strictly the Rabbonim, but anybody who is a person who's anxious, who wants to learn, we have an obligation to help him succeed and be able to learn. And of course, also say to Pariskim, that's only in a situation where he can't support himself. If he could, Baruch Hashem, support himself, we're not obligated to support him. Mebayis mechutz. The Torah, when it speaks about the Oren, says mebayis mechutz tetzapena. Amar Rava, to teach us, kol tamid chacham she'ein toicha kabaroi, a tamid chacham that isn't on the inside and the outside the same, ein a tamid chacham, is not considered a tamid chacham. Abayi v'teim Rav Barula, nikron nisav. Not only is he not considered a real tamid chacham, but he's considered somebody that is despicable. Shnamar, Af kinisa v'nelach is shoysen k'mayim avla, that he doesn't learn the Torah properly. So I saw that Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel says, we always explain, toichi kabaroi means that your outside should be like your inside. And your inside, we don't know what's doing where anybody's inside, but a tamid chacham should be sincere on the inside. Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel says that what we're supposed to learn from this Gemara is that the outside of a Talmud Chacham also has to be perfect. A Talmud Chacham has to be careful that he chas v'shalom should never cause any chila, Hashem. Amar Shmuel Nachmani, Amar Yonason, Ma'idik Siv, Lama Zem Chir Biyat Ksil Liknas Chav Chma V'Lav Ayin. How terrible is it for the Talmud Chachamim? Sha'oskim b'Torah. They learn Torah, ve'en bam Yerushmayim. That even if they learn Torah and they don't have Yerushmayim, their Torah is not really worthwhile. And says the Gemara, Machrez of Yanai, Chaval al the Les Leidarta. Somebody doesn't have a chotzer, somebody doesn't have a fee, doesn't have a yard, but Tara Leidarta of it. And he makes a door. There's no point in making a door if you don't own a yard. And the whole point of making the yard is the yard is the Yerushimayim. And if you're going to learn Torah and not have Yerushimayim, you haven't accomplished anything. However, explains the Sfas Emes, that doesn't mean that until a person has the proper level of Yerushimayim, he shouldn't learn Torah. Because you can't get, says the Sfas Emes, to the proper level of Yerushimayim without Torah. But rather, what the Gemara means is, we have to know what is the ultimate goal. Amar Rav l'Rabbanan. Rav said to Rabbanan, B'metusim inaychu, I beg of you, lo tarsi tati gehenim, don't have two levels of gehenim. So Rashi explains that if a person is going to spend his life learning Torah and not fulfilled the Torah in this world, not fulfill what it says in the Torah, so when he leaves the world, he have Gehenim, and this world, he will also not have a great life because he's spending his time learning. So what we're learning here is that a person should learn Torah, but not just learn Torah, he should fulfill everything that it says in the Torah. The Sefer Enei Shmuel explains this Gemara, that what the Gemara means to say is that Kol Agol Mechaveroi, whoever is greater than somebody else, Yitzra Gol Himenu, the Gemara says his Yitzra is greater. So what he was begging him is, you're learning Torah, and I know that through your learning Torah, it could cause that you will not necessarily, you'll have a bigger Yetzirah. Be on the lookout to make sure that your Torah is the proper Torah. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Ma'idik Siv Zoysa Torah Sam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. Zocha, if a person is Zoycha, says the Gemara, Nasaloi Sam Chaim, then the Torah is a Sam Chaim, it brings life. Loi Zocha, if a person is not Zoycha, Nasaloi Sam Misa. V'hain Adam Aruva, the Umenlei, somebody who learns the Torah Lishma, Sam B'dechaya. For him, Torah brings life, brings wonderful. The Loi Umenlei, but somebody doesn't learn Torah Lishma, Sam B'dechaya. Of course, the Mefarshim ask that the Gemara says that Lo'olam Yomad Adam Torah Shloi Lishma, a person should learn Torah and do mitzvah Shloi Lishma, Shemetach Shloi Lishma, Baal Lishma. So why are we being so tough here, the person who's not learning Lishma? So there's two pshatim. One pshat is that you're supposed to tackle learn even Shloi Lishma, but you always have to have that your ultimate goal is to learn Torah Lishma. But if you're never going to learn with that goal, you never intend to get to Torah Lishma, what is the purpose of your learning? Another pshat that I saw is if a person is learning Torah Shloi Lishma, that's not the best learning as we're learning, but it's still something. But if he's learning Lakanter, that he's going to use the Torah in a negative way, that is totally unacceptable. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonasan Rami, the Torah makes us happy. The Torah says, "Imris Hashem tzrufasa," that it refines us. It's like a fire. Says the Gemara, "Zocha." If a person learns Torah lishma masamchasa, it indeed makes you happy. Loi zocha, but if you do not learn Torah in the proper fashion, tzrufasa, it's not. It could be very tough. Rish Lakish amar, "Begrufa dekra nefka." We can learn from the pasuk itself. Zocha tzarfas al chayim. If somebody learns Torah in the proper manner, it brings life. Loi zocha tzarfas al meisa. Yiras Hashem Torah medes lad. Amar Chanina zeh loy b'Torah b'tahara. A person who learns Torah b'tahara, that Torah will survive forever. Mahi, how does one accomplish that? Noisi isha v'akach lo b'Torah. But the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis says Amar Yehuda Mishmul. Halacha, the halacha is, noisi isha, person should first get married, v'akach yask b'toira, v'akach yom b'toira, and then he should learn toira. So says the Gemara there, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, so Rabbi Yochanan says, how is that good advice? V'chayim b'tzara v'aroi, you have something around your neck, you have this responsibility, and v'yask b'toira, how is that doable? So he says, the Gemara explains, loy pligi halon v'lo lehu. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn that Gemara. So one pshat is that the people in Bavel have to first get married and then learn, and the people in Eretz Yisrael shall learn and then get married. And there's a machlokes, that's one pshat, because the people in Bavel used to go away after they got married, so it wasn't a big responsibility. In Eretz Yisrael, they stayed home. Another pshat is the people in Eretz Yisrael were Baruch Hashem independently wealthy, so they could learn and they could get married and learn, and they won't have a problem of panosa. The people in Bavel didn't have that. The Gemara goes back to speaking about the Bigde Kahuna. The Torah says, Masa Roikim. The Torah says, Bada Parechas Masa Roikim. And sometimes the Torah says, Masa Choshev. Amar Belazar, If they were going to make a design on whatever they're going to make, first they make the design, and then afterwards they sewed, they did whatever they had to do to bring that design out. Tanam Shmeid Rav Nechemya, Roikem is Maase Machet, that they first made the material and then they sewed on the design. Ulfikach parts of Achad, it only had a design on one side, the side that you sewed on. Chayshiv is Maase Oireg, where you wove. And when you weave something, you have the design. It's both on both sides. So they saw the Divrei Yisrael explains what does it mean, Reichman the Makom Shachayshvim, that as soon as a person has a machshava, has a thought that I'm going to do something great, what you should do is Reichman right away. Take that machshava and bring it to fruition to do something, to make it happen.